Hello and welcome to another episode of The Unscripted Truth. I'm Fola Shade, and today I'll be talking about the greatest gift we've ever received. And I say we've because I feel like it is the most underutilized, because I feel like many people are not aware of it. And maybe people are, but you know, they're wary of it, you know. Yeah, but we'll get there, I'll explain that. So, the greatest gift we've ever received, I think it's people. I think it is humanity. I think the fact that we come in large numbers is one of the greatest gifts we have. It's also one of the worst things about us that is killing the earth right now. But let's look at the bright side. I want to look at the bright side. And I want to focus today on how the gift of people is underutilized. Recently, I had to do this forced gratitude thing. And because it was forced, does not mean it was bad, right? You know, there are times life convinces you, because of maybe a sequence of events you have been experiencing, you know, your mind just convinces you that, you're a failure, you know, there's nothing good going for you right now. You are, you know, just, I don't know if you experienced that, Sha, don't let me project. But I've had moments where I feel like, what is going on? Why is there nothing good going on in my life? And in times like that, I feel like I've dragged myself out by myself and with the help of other people by actually consciously looking around for the tiniest in quotes, because they're not necessarily tiny, but in that moment they probably do. They feel like that. So in the tiniest moment, what are those things that I actually feel grateful for? And over the time I've been doing this, the constant thing has been people, the gift of people. And recently, I feel like I saw another side to the whole experience that I felt like was important to share and record, right? So in general, you know, people love the idea of long-term friends, you know, friends that you've maintained friendships for 16 years, 20 years. You guys met when you were 6, and then you take a picture and then maybe recreate it when you guys are 80. You know, all those things are beautiful, right? You know, but I feel like because many people fantasize about relationships like that, you know, they close themselves to experiencing people more, right? Because opening yourself up to people more means, you know, opening yourself up to the potential of more hurt in your life, more betrayal, more disappointment, because people are people. But I feel like the obsession with trying to have, you know, this small circle of friends all the time that you grow up together means that you subconsciously put up a wall that does not let you get past a certain experience with people that are not in your circle. Do you understand? There are people that you would meet just once in your life and you would never forget. And I feel like I've had many of those recently that, you know, random strangers, and you'd have beautiful moments with them, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. But I feel like people, because there's a potential barrier, you know, with how open should I be with this person, how vulnerable should I be with this person, is this person going to betray me, disappoint me, is this person going to use my information, you know. I know all of these things are valid, but I feel like for the average person, it might border on paranoia at some point. But as much as I understand the how valid you know, being that careful is, I feel like if we choose to experience people in a different way, right, you know, it will make things easier. And I feel like people associate being friends or acquaintances with just being there when you guys are in time of need. Because I feel like if you've had very beautiful relationship and maybe one time that friend could not come through for you, or something decided not to come through for you, or that friend decided to be human, you know, people negate all the beautiful experiences they've had with people. I know betrayals can run really deep, but I feel like sometimes holding on to the one thing that they did wrong would make you lose the value and the experiences. It will undermine the experiences of the good times that you've had together, right? But that's by the way. I feel like we don't have to be friends for each other in times of struggle alone. We can be friends in successes and in fun and in vulnerability without necessarily having to do with financial struggle or But I think the economy has to do with that, Sha. So I get that one too. Yeah, so what I'm just trying to say is that I feel like I've had fuller experiences with people, with random strangers. I've had more beautiful moments with people I've least expected, because I maybe gave a compliment, a random compliment, and you see their face light up. And I know that I will never forget that smile, that, oh, what I said meant this much to this person, that they beamed, you know. Just those little moments I see have become so important to me. I don't know. They become so wholesome. You know, little, I don't know. It's just so nice. I don't know if this applies to you, but I really hope we try to experience people more. And as much as we want to be careful, to not be hurt, to not be disappointed, I do not think to be friends or to have good moments with people, you have to be, that would be contradicting myself. But you know, I feel like we'll get a balance. Like I said, these are thoughts that I have not exactly figured out yet. But I feel like considering the other side that many people would not consider is so important. That is why this podcast is here. So let me know what you think. I remain Afola Oluwashade on all platforms. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye for now.